Hey guys, you girl tea.
With the queen. Welcome back to another episode of Tea Breaks and Biscuits. And on today's episode, we are talking about the soft life girl, Instagram girl, travel girly, like everything. This whole persona that we all seem to have on Instagram and why I left Instagram and why this girl has been trying to bring me back. So let's get started, T. So what is it about soft life girl that everyone's been aspiring to?
Everybody's Instagram has the highlight stories that they've been to multiple different countries. Mm-hmm. Like, it's basically always the same thing. And then it's like everyone either on a plane, on a holiday, like in the hotel.
Like, don't get me wrong. We're not talking from a place of like hating, right? It's not from a place of hating, but it just feels like so oversaturated. Like, it almost seems like everyone is living the same life. Like, where is the originality? I was on Instagram. It's all the same thing. Oh, I needed the break. And at this point, I don't know if I'm going to be back on Instagram, but watch this space.
I think what kills me part, like what actually makes laugh, is when I see the same countries. That part just kills me. Like, you know, it's not even everything. Everyone's gone to Bali, Thailand, like all the typical places, Europe. Like, you know, like everyone's done it. Like every time when it comes to summer, you hear, I'm going to London, I'm going to go to Europe, and I'm going to travel. Like, you hear
European summer.
That's the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like the same, and it's the same typical places. It's not like different places, the same typical places. Like, you never hear that someone went to Poland or like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, some people be going to Poland, but
it's just always like France, Germany, Spain.
It's not trendy enough.
Greece, like, you know, it's always the same. Like, you know, one thing I loved is that your sister went to India. You know how I loved that, because that's such a different place. Like, I have not seen anyone, you know, go to India. Like, that's what I mean. Like, she was so original because she wanted to go there because she actually had interest. Sometimes I feel like we're all going to these places just for stories.
Exactly. Just for highlights, just so you can make that Instagram post and move on. And what do you think about people who get flued out? Yeah, let's go there.
I actually find that so interesting. Like, love it for them. Like, good on you. You know what I mean? You got someone who wants to spend the money.
No, you see, that's the thing. I feel like we get, you know, fed this curated, picture-perfect Instagram feed, and you don't even know what half those people are doing behind the scenes. Like, I'm not talking about the regular people, right? We see all of these Instagram influencers, and every other time they're flying business class, flying first class, going to Dubai, going to France, like, and you're like, wow. What a life. And then you, your simple 9 to 5, that's barely like putting food on the table, you think you can compete with that, and you want to be booking flights every month. Like, be smart. Let's actually be smart.
I know.
Like, it's not by force. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you're comparing your life to them when you don't even know what their source of income is, and you just see them being flowed out, and you're like, yeah, I want to aspire, to perspire, to inspire to that kind of life. Like, what are you doing? Let's be real.
I actually do agree with you, because sometimes I'm like, where is the money coming from? Like, you know,
exactly.
It's so funny, because people last year were saying, T, you've been traveling a lot. And you know the funny part
I was looking at you with one eye open, because
no, but the funny thing is, a lot of those trips, my parents paid for it.
You see, but then someone else will feel that pressure, like, oh my goodness, T has been, you know, gallivanting, traveling, and they will feel that pressure to push themselves to be planning all these holidays when they don't have the funds to, because they're trying to, you know, keep up with T. And it's like so ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. Like, yeah, trying to kill yourself for what? Like, you know,
exactly,
all those shifts and stuff. Because for me, everyone just be like, oh my gosh, T, how come like you went here and there? And I'm like, I didn't pay for any of this. This is my parents. Like, this is my mom's Qantas coins, bro. Like,
when they tell you to join up to Qantas frequent flyer, you don't listen.
Yeah.
She's reaping the benefits.
This is her, man. Like, this is her, you know. Not me. I'm telling you. Only one trip I paid last year. But, you know, but I do definitely agree. I think it's just so interesting because everyone is in their travel era. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm. Like, there's like travel when you're young. Yes, I do agree with that. Use this time. But every single one, like, no one's poor on Instagram anymore. Like,
I'm like, is this the same dollar that we're working with? Because I don't understand.
Exactly. And even now that I've started working and I'm saving or whatever, I like sometimes I'm like, did I have a better life as a student?
Literally.
Than working full time, because this money ain't coming nowhere.
Exactly.
I feel like with this money, I ain't going anywhere. Like, you know what I mean? But I'm a whole like nurse now. But why do I feel like I can't afford like a trip? But when I was a student, I was going everywhere. Like
booking flights every month. Like
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
It is so interesting. But yeah, I feel like it's the whole thing of everyone is a travel babe. Like everyone. Mm. That for me always just surprises me. Everyone. And then you go to everyone's on a holiday. Like I feel like now when I hear people who say, oh, on holiday, it's like, it's not, I don't know. It's not different news, because it's like I see it all the time. Like before, people, I feel like when people say, oh, I went to holiday, I'm like, oh, where? Tell me all about it. What'd you do? But now it's like everyone goes on holiday. It's kind of like the norm. Yeah. If you're not traveling, you're not enjoying life,
basically.
If you're not on a jet ski, you're not enjoying life.
If you're not taking a little b-roll of you from like the plane wing of the plane wing, you haven't even started. Like it's just the same thing. It's a bit crazy, not gonna lie. And I think that was part of the reason, or that's part of the things that pushed me to just taking a break off Instagram. Like, you realize how much peace of mind you actually have when you're not constantly like trying to like keep up with everyone's life. You actually feel more present in your own life, and it's a good feeling, I'm not gonna lie. It's been great being off and not seeing like, oh, this person's doing this. It's almost like keeping tabs. Like, why are we keeping tabs on each other?
Yeah.
Why are we keep tabs on each other and pretending we're not stalkers? Please, let's stop this nonsense.
Yeah, I think the one part that breaks my heart is the whole competition thing. Mm. Like, everyone like wants to compete with each other, saying like, I'm living a soft life. Like, look at me. Mm-hmm. I'm living the best life.
And this soft
life,
is it really soft level. If you're stressing yourself?
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Is it really soft if you're like sweating? Is it really soft if you're working blood, sweat and tears to achieve this soft life?
Yeah, like I feel like now, like don't get me wrong, like I love traveling and I absolutely want to continue doing it. But I feel like I've had to come to the point, like I've had to be strict to myself, like this year and next year and the next few years. If I want to get certain goals, I have to limit my traveling 1 to 2 times a year, depending where it is, to continue saving for the goals that I have. Like, you know, I can't be, you know, traveling all that time and stuff. Like before, like I feel like I had a little more free time to travel, or coming from a family that travels a lot, that was one advantage. But now I was like, you know, as a girl, working girl, you don't have leave, bro. Like you actually, you have to think about your leave. You have to really think about your leave properly.
Book leave, request it. Leave only for someone to reject or deny your leave.
I know, you're like rationing your leave, you know. So yeah, but I've had to come to the realization going, you know what, I do like, you know, a soft life. I do love treating myself and being in another country and all this stuff, but that stuff costs money. So if you are going to go traveling, you're going to very cheap places.
You're not staying in that 5-star hotel. Forget about the Ritz-Carlton. Forget about Pullman. Like,
forget about them. Forget about your Europe trip, bro. You're going around Asia.
Literally.
You know,
backpacking around Asia.
Backpacking, legit. I've had to tell myself there's certain compromises that you're gonna have to make if you want to set to reach certain goals. And I think that for me was one of the hardest things to realize, because obviously I really wanted to, you know, travel young, continue traveling young, but I was like, but I can't go on 5 holidays. Well, if I can't go to 4, that's not realistic if I want to have a house one day.
And that's interesting, because on Instagram and like all these social media, where given or we're shown this picture of anything you want, you can get it right now kind of thing, but we miss out the hard work behind what's actually going on, like what you actually see. Just like now you're talking about like saving up for a house, if when you post your pictures of the house, everyone's gonna be like, oh my goodness, T, like amazing, blah blah blah, but they don't know that you made sacrifices. I don't think people like to hear the word sacrifice or self-denial or delayed gratification. These words are literally like trigger words. We don't want to hear it. It's like, ew, no, I want to be living my best life now. Like, I want to be posting the pictures now. Like, if I'm not doing it now, then I've missed the boat or whatever. Like, these sacrifices you're making now are going to pay off later, eventually. So
that is so true. I do agree with you there. And I think as well, with the whole social media thing, he said, everything is now. No one really wants to. You never show, like, no, you're never showing that that people are working hard to be where they are. The other thing I feel like it is hard as well, because no one shows that they're pushing themselves. Like, it's all kind of like, I just got it through luck.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I've just been fortunate to come from a wealthy family. It's not like I built myself here, which is so sad.
And that's the whole thing about the soft life. Like, we portray this soft life persona, but, like, behind the scenes, it is not giving soft life at all. Yeah.
I think the other part is hard, though, is, you know, I don't know if you on TikTok, but on TikTok, there's a lot of people who write those videos, go, in your 20s, you must travel. You're like, you must do this, you must do that. Don't, you got all the time in your life to buy a house or to settle in your career. You must go explore the world. Like, I feel like, look, I'm not going to lie, there's been moments I'll be watching those TikToks and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I should do this. But then I'm forgetting, I'm like, no. I shouldn't be doing it because something like a TikTok has told me that this is what I should do in my 20s. I'll do what I want to do in my 20s. I feel like there's a lot of those videos going like, this is what you should be doing in your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not doing this in your 20s, you haven't succeeded.
Yeah, it's like milestones. It's like, if you haven't traveled to at least 10 countries before you're 30 or before you're 25, then you've failed, basically.
Yeah. There was actually like ages ago on the news. There was a, they put like a posting on the news and it was on TV. I remember my dad sending me this and he was saying how like, there was a point how every Australian person was going to Europe and doing the summer, like, you know, summer Europe thing, but no one in our generation wanted to do the whole commitment of buying a house, settling for a career. Everyone wanted to do the backpacking and stuff, and they were all like, it was just interesting because the news was like, the older generation were all about settling, you know, trying to sort yourself out for your career and then travel later, but everyone else was like, no, do it now, young, because it's not guaranteed, and then settle, you've got all the time in the world to settle. Because I've heard that from my siblings too, like when they're, or even cousins, when they're all saying to me like, oh, like, I'm just going to travel young. I've got all the time in the world to buy a house, or I've got all the time in the world to go to uni or to study. Like, it's not a big thing. Like, it'll always be there, but me traveling young won't be. So it's really interesting when I hear that stuff, because it's like...
But I guess it depends on your priorities. Like, what do you value?
That's so true.
Like, you know, like, someone might value investing in those memories, like going traveling, booking holidays, booking flights. Like, that's what they prioritize in that season of their life, I guess. But for other people, it's like, no, I actually want to establish myself. I want to, you know, build a foundation and then, you know, travel the world and then, you know, enjoy the money. Because there are some older couples that I see now, I'm like, dang, you guys are actually enjoying your money now. Like, now they're going on all the trips, now they're going on all the holidays, while, you know, their kids are a bit older, that they can look after themselves, you know, they're stable in their career, stable in their profession, and they can actually enjoy their money. That is what living is about.
Like, yeah. They've
cracked the code. So I think it's just individual preference. Like, do you want
to
enjoy now, suffer later, or suffer now, enjoy later? It's really up to you.
That is so true. I didn't even, to be honest, like, I didn't realize how, obviously I went kind of similar to uni very soon, but I didn't realize how much I actually prioritized like uni, or how much I prioritized like taking the time to focus now young. Like, I didn't really think it was a big thing until now older. I'm like, no, I'm actually so happy I got pushed to go into this, because I'm someone who I hate studying, so I couldn't even imagine myself doing it later.
I know, with kids.
Like,
my hat goes off to people I see, like parents who are studying in uni, studying full time, working full time, you know, with kids, families. I'm like, I can barely get my life together. It's just me.
I know.
Yeah, it's giving scary. So yeah, honestly, it depends what you want. No one's gonna like make that decision for you. You can choose to live on the gram and die by the gram, or you can choose to forge your own path and be different, and different is okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that. Be different, be unique. Don't look what everyone else is doing and just try to have the typical life. Your story is different.
Live a life that when you look back on it, you'll be like, you feel fulfilled. Like, I did that.
Preach it, girl. Anyways, I think it's time for us to go. I need to go back to work.
I think so. Gotta get back to work. See you later, boss.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.